the things that I wanted to test your memory on, but I guess this is the wrong issue to test it on, was the instance where in the county apportionment problem, you remember the Michigan Constitution had provided that the supervisors who were key township officers that kind of executive for the township should, by virtue of their office, serve on the county board.
Yeah.
And so this introduced an alien consideration to the direct one-man button vote kind of a selection process. And gosh, maybe you should be glad that you weren't on the court when this happened, because what occurred eventually when the Supreme Court acted on challenges to the county apportionment was that in Kent and Muskegon, adjacent counties, the court, by going 4-4, upheld the apportionment in one county and...
Oh, my goodness.
And in the opposite county.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Yeah.
You don't remember that?
No, I wasn't there, but I have a faint recollection that there was an issue about county apportionment, but I didn't follow the time I had started on my new career.
Well, this might be a way. I'm going to ask you some questions about the people that you served with. And in this instance, there was consternation when the court, by dividing itself equally, there were two opposite results in two adjacent counties that were upheld because of the principle that the lower decision stands if the court is divided. And in order that there should not be an even split, Gene Black had held off one of the votes so that there would be 4-4 in one case and 4-3 in the other. And the next day, walked into the clerk's office and demanded the original copy of the opinion and signed it to make it 4-4. And the then Chief Justice Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh almost has blew up. He was, well, a lot of people were.
Who was it that signed it?
Gene Black and T.M. Kavanaugh, Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh. I can remember meeting him in the corridor up there, and he called this preposterous, not a usual word for him. And he said, and you could quote me.
Tom Kavanaugh.
This is Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh. Well, one of the other things about your service on the court that I wanted to ask you about, I've skimmed through some of the work that you did. And I thought I noticed some things of significance that I wanted to ask you about, whether they were conscious or whether my impression was right or wrong. One of them was that I think that you had a, what I'll call a distinctive style of handling an opinion, and it was characterized by being very low-key. You weren't much on adjectives. You would immediately identify one, two, or three issues, discuss them concisely with brevity, cut it off, and if necessary, you would say, having decided issue number one, the other issues need not be addressed. The court orders thus and so. Now, did you have a model in your mind that you wanted to adhere closely to in production of an opinion when it fell to you to write the opinion?